Hello, family and friends, and welcome to the Emmanuel Pearlgate Daily Devotional for today. We pray that your spirit will be fed, so you will be able to go through the day with Jesus on your mind and the power of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Feel free to visit us at www.epbcsf.com to learn more about us and to virtually worship with us through our virtual video library. Enjoy today's devotional.
Week 21, Thursday. Today's topic, I will humble myself before the Lord. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by ear, nor has the eye seen any God besides you, who acts for the one who waits for him. You meet him who rejoices and does righteousness, who remembers you in your ways. You are indeed angry, for we sinned. In these ways we continue, and we need to be saved. Isaiah 64, 4 and 5. Every person who has ever walked this earth needs to be saved, because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's Romans 3, 23. The Lord acts on behalf of those who wait for him, but he is angry with those who continue in their rebellious ways. The difference between the two groups is their posture before him. Either they show humility or arrogance. How about you? Do you like to choose your own way and follow your own path? Do you believe your strength is sufficient to overcome every obstacle in your way? If so, you may be missing out on some profound blessings God wants to give you. Isaiah wrote how God stands ready to come alongside you and walk you through anything you may face. But to receive his help, you must be willing to humble yourself before him and stop trying to do things on your own. When you surrender to the Lord and submit to following his ways, you automatically move into position to receive his blessings. Then, as you begin to rejoice in the Lord, he will join you on your life's journey. Father, I thank you for promising to meet me on my life's journey. I want to live in your presence. Therefore, I humble myself before you, and I ask you to walk with me each and every day. It is in the mighty and the matchless name of my loving Savior, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in with us on today. We pray that you enjoy today's devotional and that it will be a blessing on your life. These devotionals are broadcast Monday through Saturday, so remember to tune in for our next devotional. For information, you can contact us at www.epbcsf.com. May God bless you and continue to keep you. Until next time, be blessed.